Here's a tune you'd recognize in any language. The language is Dutch, by the way. Sesame Street has been around for almost 40 years. It airs in 120 countries around the globe. To accentuate the worldwide reach of Sesame Street, those shrewd marketers at Sesame Workshop and Putumayo Kids have released a new CD and video. It's called Sesame Street Playground, and it features songs and Muppets from Sesame Streets in every corner of the world. We're joined now by Dan Storper, the founder of Putumayo World Music. He's in our New York bureau. Mr. Storper, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
And he is accompanied by the chairman of the board of Sesame Street, old Bug Eyes himself, the great feathered one, the one, the only, Big Bird. Mr. Bird, thank you for joining us.
Oh, good morning.
And we are joined on the phone all the way from Takalani Sesame in South Africa by Zikwe. Mr. Zikwe, thank you very much for being with us.
All I can say is kololops to everybody around the world.
Well, Mr. Storper, I'm going to throw you one question because, honestly, you may not get another one with two distinguished performers to speak with. What makes the Sesame Street Playground project so important to you?
Well, you know, Putumayo for years has been trying to introduce people to the cultures of the world. And when we started our children's division back in 99, the idea was that kids have an opportunity to learn about other places through melodic, upbeat music that can transport them. And they can learn some of the positive sides of other cultures that they would not normally get to meet, know, experience. And hopefully it's going to give them a better view of the world.
Mr. Zikwe?
Yeah.
Could you describe yourself for our listeners?
Oh, well, I'm one person who's ageless, you know. It's like sometimes I'm 10 years old or 3 years old or 2 years old. Sometimes I'm a bit older. And, yeah, what more?
Well, about you, about the project.
I heard you say you were furry.
Yeah, well, I've got fur, yeah. And, well, with me, it's like I drive my taxi. I travel around the world. I can speak so many languages.
Wow.
And I basically came to Takalani Sesame because my car was broken down. So I've been there ever since for 10 years now. Yeah, that's the story of my life so far.
Mr. Bird, we enlisted some expert help to get questions. They're four-year-old twin sisters, Annie and Vita Hedgepath.
Really?
Wow. Big fans, both of them, of your work.
I like to say hi, Big Bird.
Hello.
Now, a question from Annie.
Sometimes I like asking about where do you live?
Well, I live in a nest right next to Gordon and Susan's kitchen.
I'm guessing a nest in Midtown Manhattan.
It's got a big nest. I built it myself.
That's got a list for about what, $1.25 million or something?
No, actually, it cost me $1.298. That's not much.
Zikwe, where do you live, sir?
I live in my taxi. It's a beautiful taxi.
Driving all the time, you must be familiar with this. There's a song that's on Takalani Sesame about pollution. If you could tell us a bit about that song.
We live in a country where everything is happening. And what's very, very important is that we learn to take care of the fish, you know, in the rivers where we don't throw plastics. You know, it's like on the streets as well. We mustn't throw things around. And when we pick those things up, we can reuse them and recycle them. It's when you're sleeping by the river, dirty water will spoil the river. So when you're fishing, here's my solution. We don't want any more pollution. That's the song. It basically encourages everybody to take care of the environment.
Vita Hedgepath has another question for you, Mr. Bird.
Yes.
What is Big Bird's favorite letter?
Ah, okay, Vita. It's the letter B. Maybe it's because it starts the word big and also bird. My favorite color is yellow.
A little narcissistic, isn't it, Mr. Bird?
Well, not usually, but I have to have a little feeling about myself. It's okay.
Mr. Zikwe, as I understand it, this is going to be your introduction to children all over the world.
Yeah, well, you know, and with me, it's like I love languages, you know, so it would be great to actually listen to these songs, you know, in other languages, yeah.
Can you teach us how to say something in one of the South African languages?
Oh, you can say, when you say hello, you say sawubona.
Sabwana?
Yeah, or you can say Dumela.
Dumela?
Yeah, but in my Zigo language, you simply say Kololops.
Oh, my gosh. Kololops. Kololops.
Hello.
Gentlemen, Mr. Bird, Zikwe, yes? And Dan Storper, thank you so much for speaking with us.
I wanted to thank the two little girls.
I think they have something to say to you.
Bye, baby. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm sure that applies to everybody. Their latest work, Sesame Street Playground, songs and videos from around the world. Oh, and Zikwe?
Yeah. Kololops. Don't worry.
Lollipops.
I'll teach you sometime.
You heard Big Bird tell us his favorite letter is B for bird. Of course, that could also be for bourbon. We asked some folks around these hallways for their favorite letter.
This is Melissa Block. I'm one of the hosts of All Things Considered. And I would have to say that my favorite letter would be the letter Q. Q is much more versatile than you would think. You'd be astonished at how many words you can make with the letter Q, and you don't need the U.
My name is Kim Oleski, and I'm an NPR librarian. Librarians love the alphabet. We all have 26 favorite letters. I would have to say then my favorites would be A and Z, because it's the beginning and the end.
I am Netta Ulibi, an arts reporter for National Public Radio, and my favorite letter is the letter S. What I love about S is that it's shaped the way S should sound. That's the most satisfying thing, to look at all of this little S, 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 S.
I'm Claudio Sanchez. I cover education for National Public Radio, and my favorite letter is Z, or Zeta. Z is the 26th letter. It's the last one, and I always like being the last, because I learned so much from the people who went before me.
What's your favorite? Come to our blog, npr.org/soapbox, to tell us about your favorite letter and to hear more about our interview with Big Bird and Zikwe.
Bon, tu vois, comme tu es tout petit et pas très fort, je veux bien te protéger, mais il faut pas m'embêter.
La vie, parfois, c'est comme un gruyère.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.